This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, JP. How you doing?
Not great. Not great at all. Elise always asks me, she's like, why do you eat so much during these Browns games? And I'm like, I think I eat when I'm sad, and that's all that happens.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's just, I just can't stop eating during these games because it just makes me sad every week.
That felt like a game. Okay, if we judge like how you're feeling based off what you eat, that felt like a game, or how the Browns make you feel, rather. That felt like a game the Browns could have caused any of us to go morbidly obese. Well, any of you who aren't already morbidly obese, I'm already there. It's just going to make me slightly more fat.
Well, I must have gained 10 pounds yesterday, Nick. It was just an awful display of football. It was an awful display of quarterbacking. It was an awful display of head coaching. It was just awful all the way around.
See, I like your tact on this a little bit better. Everyone's lining up to say worst ever. Worst offense I've ever seen. Worst quarterback I've ever seen. I'm like, I've seen worse. I have. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't stop it from being awful. Right? Like, what's crazy about this is there were times where I expected you to be the worst I've ever seen. The fact that anything is in the running at this moment when that wasn't the expectation and it certainly wasn't the goal, that's what's befuddling today.
It's awful. And I feel like it's who's got interesting takes today or something different today? Like, we'll have some throughout the show, but for the most part, it is everyone's resigned to the idea that Stefanski isn't it. Dylan Gabriel should never play quarterback again in the NFL. Yes, if you're hip to the show, congratulations. We've all, like, me and you have been talking about this for how long now?
I believe since the draft.
So, like, congratulations to us, but, like, for me, it feels like we're doing old hat because we've had these conversations, but now we watched everyone slowly but surely get on board with the sentiment of exactly what we've been talking about for so long, and it's like, okay, at least we're now at a spot where nobody can defend Stefanski, nobody can defend Dylan Gabriel, and we all just collectively sit in a pile of suck.
Listen, I was asked today, are you going to go next level? Are you going to lose your damn mind? And it's a fair question, and the answer is, I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. You never really know until you're in it.
Yeah, because on one hand, I could go, well, I didn't really think this quarterback plan was going to work out in the first place.
Yeah.
So here we are. On one hand, I can say, well, I thought you were going to be 3 or 4 wins into this season and that was going to be it. So here we are. On the other hand, it has looked so much worse. What did I always say? What did I say I wanted this year? If you got to be 4-13.
You want it competitive.
I want it to be competitive. And now 4 of the 8 games, you've gotten blown out. And here's the thing. I can deal with getting blown out. When we thought the Ravens were going to be on a championship track, that has since diverted, by the way. It's been diverted to other pastures, right? I could deal with getting blown out by Detroit. And what a juggernaut of a team that is. I mean this in no disrespect. Patriots are a good team. They're not a great team. And they might as well have been the 1985 Chicago Bears with the way they waxed your ass. That's different than what anybody signed up for, including the chuckleheads in Berea.
Drake May is better than Jim McMahon. I said it there.
Okay. All right, you're going to have to live with that take.
Yeah. Here's what did what does make me mad, though, as everyone has now resigned themselves to the idea that Dylan Gabriel does, in fact, suck. When we were at training camp, and we remember that Bernie Kosar interview we did where I just kept looking up and balls just kept hitting the ground. I was getting distracted talking to a legend right next to me because I watched him not complete any passes and consistently suck. And you know what makes me mad is they tried brainwashing us into being and telling us that our eyes were deceiving us and they're seeing something that we just possibly can't be seeing, and it's just not true. When you stink in training camp, you got real problems on your hand. And the fact that they tried, in many ways, they tried telling us that what we were seeing wasn't accurate, it wasn't right, and they tried telling us that Shador wasn't anywhere close to Dylan Gabriel. My ass. Like, there's no way that Shador was nowhere close to Dylan Gabriel, but they just believed it in their heart of hearts, and they were just so, so wrong.
That's what's so frustrating, is you can be wrong. You can. All right, we've watched bad football before. I'm going to assume we're going to watch bad football again. I'm going to say...
We've got a lot of it ahead of us,
Nick. I'm going to say...
It's going to be a season of a lot of it.
I'm going to watch more. But to be so defiantly and arrogant about the way you do things as if you are... And I hate to do this because I'm certainly pigeonholing them a little bit as Ivy Leaguers. But the why are you asking us these question mentality on drafting a sawed-off quarterback who, guys, he throws 72 miles an hour... And he has to do that because that's the only way it's getting 15 yards.
We talk quarterback for 4 months straight. How many times did Dylan Gabriel get brought up in any sort of drafting discussions at all? If it was brought up in the slightest bit, it was by somebody that was really, really into it, telling us that he's a sixth or seventh rounder. Nobody believed he was a third round pick.
Even they started to shape their narrative as, well, we think he's a career backup. That's not what you do with third round picks.
Especially when you have a lot of holes in the team.
Like,
yeah.
And I'll tell you. For everything about yesterday that really upset me, right? For being embarrassed again to be a Browns fan, for a team that was in it and then Vrabel and his guys figured something out and the Browns couldn't figure anything out. To counter that, I understand some of what happened yesterday. But to watch the team get waxed, to watch Dylan Gabriel not just now leave plays in the field, but also give points away to the other team. It was bad enough. Oh, the safety. Thank you for reminding me. The safety. The supercomputer apparently didn't think to, hey, I'm here. I can't just go ahead and intentional ground in the freaking end zone.
Look on his face when that ball hit the ground.
By the way.
I mean, stuff a legend.
If supercomputers ran like Dylan Gabriel, we'd have no fear of AI taking over.
That's right. That's a good point.
We'd be like... This AI is the most defeatable thing in the world.
We'd be like, AI couldn't even get our lunch right if that was the supercomputer.
Just throw a 5-man rush at it and it's going to melt down every single time.
I think that's what happened. The supercomputer it melted down in that moment and his brain just it stopped working.
Yes.
And he made what might be one of the dumbest football plays I've ever seen.
He had to reboot and it just didn't reboot in enough time.
Yeah, but we've all been there.
All of that was bad enough. Usually what I'm drinking. All of that was bad enough. But then... For Kevin Stefanski, the first thing he said was, everything's on the table. Until he then went to talk about Dylan Gabriel and Dylan's role going forward.
I just want to make the point that we just have to be better in every area, and we'll look at everything we do, including how we're putting these guys in position to succeed. Are we doing enough? When I say looking at every position, are we doing enough with the quarterback position? Do we need to do a better job? And I think I know the answer is yes.
All right. So he says that. And then he was asked if Dylan Gabriel was the starter.
When I say look at everything, there's just when you lose like this, you have to look at everything, every position, everything I'm doing. There's just it's frustrating for where we are as a team. So every position you have to look at. But let me say that with a young quarterback, you know, you understand that there's going to be ups and downs.
All right. Then he went on to say Dylan's the starter.
Yeah, it was so when I was listening to it yesterday, I thought that because you heard that first little bit to begin with, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
He's going to make the change. Like,
yep.
All right, that was as bad as I saw it. He saw it that way too. His eyes have been, they're clear. He's seeing everything crystallized, like, okay. And then he just went down and backtracked all of it.
So here's the problem with that. You can't come out and say, we have to look at everything. And then, moments after, your handpicked quarterback, the guy that you like, right? The guy that clearly you have an affection for or a belief in that you don't have in the other guy. You cannot, after he just bleeped the bed, you cannot say he's safe. You cannot, the two things contradict themselves. You cannot say, we have to look at everything, and Dylan's our quarterback. No, if you're looking at everything, you're looking starting with the quarterback. And I'm going to tell you exactly what happened, JP.
Yeah.
Kevin went into business for himself yesterday. What he did with that was he made it harder for the Browns to move away from Dylan Gabriel. That was a calculated move by Kevin Stefanski, who's incredibly smart, who understands exactly what he's doing. By saying, Dylan's our starter, after saying, we look at everything, this allows him to say, so now if the Browns do go to Shador this year, or this week, or next week, then the question is, well, what happened?
Well, it'd be,
and that opens up a can of worms that make Kevin Stefanski look bad, and the Kevin Stefanski look good, and the Browns look bad.
Well, I don't know that Stefanski looks good in the end result of that, but ultimately it'll make it seem like the move came from Haslam and not from Stefanski himself.
Yes.
Which at this point, I can't believe I'm saying it, but if that was how this goes down, Haslam might be the smartest person in the room.
I don't know.
I've never said that in my life, but how do you possibly continue to throw Dylan Gabriel out there? Like, is Stefanski's brain cooked?
No, this is what it is. Kevin Stefanski would rather lose his way than win a different way.
Because it's dumb.
He'd rather lose with his quarterback than win with another quarterback.
But it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and there's a lot of ego attached to that, and there's a lot of pride attached to that he just needs to relinquish and let go, because at this point, Shador is the only saving grace he has. Hey, Dylan Gabriel stinks. That's his guy, and he stinks. Guess what? Stefanski, you're not Kyle Shanahan, okay? You're not winning with Garoppolo. You're not winning with Trey Lance. You're not winning with Brock Purdy. You're not winning with anyone you throw out there. You're not turning anyone into something, okay?
You're not winning.
You're not winning. You can't do this the way that other quarterback gurus can. It's not in your DNA. It's not who you are. You stink at this. You need a quarterback that is much better than what you can coach, and you need a quarterback that can put you on their shoulders and take you with you, and that's not Dylan Gabriel.
Kevin fired the opening salvo because he knew at that moment, the first thing he says is, we have to look at everything, and then he knew that this is going to be one of the big talking points in the organization, and Kevin has habitually acquiesced to many a decisions. That much is fair, but this was him saying, we're looking at everything, but Dylan's the starter. That this was a negotiating ploy tactic in public. And if that doesn't tell you how bad things are about to get in Berea, I can't draw it out any more clear. This goes all the way back to Joe Flacco getting traded and Kevin Stefanski trying very hard not to say this was an Andrew Berry decision and this was all on Andrew, and that, yep, I wouldn't have done it. He tried very hard. This is a guy that I think is now understanding. If he wants things his way, which he shouldn't, he should just want to win.
He should just want to win.
You should just want to win.
It's a bad hill to die on. Get yourself a proper burial, Kevin. My goodness.
But I think he's dying on this hill because he didn't die on the 17 other hills, like the Deshaun stuff, like the Baker stuff, wherever he sat on that stuff, because he has been a patsy. And I think Kevin has finally resigned himself. If I'm going down, I'm going down with my ship. I'm going down on my accord, not yours. And by the way, just to agree with you, it's the dumbest damn hill to die on.
Doesn't make sense.
It just feels like it really feels like a completely unnecessary thing, because in the end, you're not winning versus Andrew Berry. You're not winning versus Haslam. You're screwing over the locker room, which probably loses you the locker room quicker than anything else.
It doesn't make sense. If he's going to continue to go down this road, somebody has to wake him up. Somebody's got to get his attention here, because you're not winning with Dylan Gabriel. That much is clear.
Not only that, you're getting blown out. Like,
you got no plans in the future of winning with Dylan Gabriel is more like it. Like, I mean, there's nothing on the horizon there.
Like, I don't know how. Listen, this is recency bias because the Jets just win. You think that you can go ahead and actually say you have the quarterback advantage, Dylan Gabriel versus Justin Fields? And here's the thing, guys. This isn't even about Shador for me. It's just watch the kid. He is Timu Tua. He cannot throw. Like, watch him throw something. It's so funny because the MPH thing came up. Oh, well, he throws really fast. And then watch him throw beyond 15 yards.
And that ball to Isaiah Bond still might be trying to get to Isaiah Bond.
And by the way, I think I just caught the damn ball. That's how long it was sailing. This is clearly devolving into a mess. And this is what upsets me about it, is it didn't have to look like this. I felt they were going to be 2-6 at this point. And I honestly, if you had told me 2-6 through the first 8 weeks, I might have said, oh, that actually sounds relatively rosy for the plan that they're cooking together. But you have a non-functional offense 8 weeks into the season. That is incalculably bad.
Yeah, I know, it's broke, and this is why I'm worried that Stefanski, I don't even know that Stefanski's idea of an offense even makes sense at this point, and I don't know how you would sell this to anybody else for even future jobs. He's killing his, I don't know if he understands this or not, by staying with Dylan Gabriel, he is killing any chances he has of having a reputation after this is all done.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
My eyes were bleeding yesterday, and yeah, no, he stinks.
We
can't sugarcoat it. He stinks at football.
I think it's interesting, and just the conversations in general about Dylan coming off the Miami game and my frustration with those conversations to then come out to this game where there's just, it's the difference of turnover-worthy plays versus blatant turnovers. And I also think, the other big thing for people was we watched him try to throw the ball down the field and he just doesn't have touch, which is supposed to be the thing the supercomputer has.
He's got none of it. And listen, I'll still defend what happened in the Miami game. I just don't think that's an awful game when you go 13 of 18. I don't. But if I have three other games where I think you were just kind of whatever, or even on the other side of it, whatever or awful, it's just we've seen enough at this point. I don't need a million games to diagnose what I need to see. But yesterday was the perfect setup. And this is what made me so angry and what really tipped me over the edge here. Although for 7 months I said I don't think he's a good football player, is the idea that you have a pretty bad Patriots pass defense. Mm-hmm. It is a Chamber of Commerce type day. It is 55 degrees. There was less than 10 miles per hour of wind. It is a perfect setup to have an awesome day from a quarterback standpoint. You could not have been gifted a better setup. Outside of playing the Bengals defense, you can't play a better situation, and he looked unplayable. So there's no like, oh, he'll get him next week. That's not going to happen. When you look that bad against that defense, it's never going to happen.
Listen, I just never bought into the guy, so I'm like the wrong guy to defend him. The only defense you actually have of Dylan Gabriel is time, right? With more time, if his brain slows down, maybe he gets better at that. I think you have to worry about that kind of loss. Like, when you've got four blowouts in 8 weeks, you have to really think, okay, how do we keep this thing on the track? Because every blowout feels like you are 5% more off track. Like, again, I took Kevin Stefanski, and people deduce that in the thing, Kevin doesn't come out and say, Dylan Gabriel's still the starter. The question was, is Dylan still the starter? And then Kevin says, we got to do everything better, and yes. So that yes was to the original question, is Dylan Gabriel still the starter?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
If you're Kevin Stefanski, how can you save face and throw Dylan out there unless you're using this as a negotiating ploy to get something in return? Which, again, that is so cynical. It would piss me off more if my read on this is 100% true, but I think that's where we are with the Browns.
What does he want in return?
I don't. Well, maybe a guarantee if we go to Shador, I'm safe, something like that.
But do you see how just backwards that is as far as a negotiating ploy? Like when Shador seems like the only thing that could save his job to begin with anyway.
I don't think he thinks Shador's going to save his job.
He might not think that way. But like it feels dumb to look at Dylan Gabriel and think something's going to happen differently with him. I guess I'm trying to figure out what exactly his big play is. Because basically what you're doing is you're holding some sort of a threatening card against Barry and Haslam to be like, in what you're suggesting here, that like if you don't play, I'll play Gabriel, basically to spite you in many ways.
No, like, I'll play Gabriel because it's my call and I believe in Gabriel more than Shador. And if you want me to play the other guy, you have to incentivize me.
Yeah, but like if the incentive to be incentivized by the idea that then you'd like keep your job after that. Like if you're already pulling off moves that are in the base and the heart of it is almost just a pure threat. It feels like you're already headed for divorce anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where we are though. I think we're in the very treacherous waters of.
But like you see how cold and almost like unredeemable that is. It's like if I was in a marriage and I had to use basically threats to get what I wanted in the marriage, like that marriage is already cooked.
Yeah, I mean, I think this has been going on for a while. I think the tension's been simmering with Barry and Stefanski. And again, it's professional tension. They can like each other as much as they can thought partner as much as they like. At some point, Barry's thoughts went to the future. Well, Stefanski still got to coach through a season. And so I think this also ties into the idea that we've said a million times. This is, at some point, it's just accepted as common knowledge. Kevin would rather lose his way than win anyway. I think the same thing applies to these quarterbacks. And don't just take my word for it. Today, Kevin was asked about Shador. And he was asked about Shador's injury and the idea of playing Shador going forward.
Put him through a pregame warm-up, and obviously just didn't feel like he was ready to play. He's getting better every day, and I'm hopeful that he'll continue to improve.
Why wouldn't you, just to see if it does anything to the offense, give him an opportunity to go in there and play?
Yeah, obviously my focus is where we are right now, Mary Kay. That's not my focus.
Okay. Obviously,
yeah, that answer made no sense to me.
That made no sense, and I'll be honest with you, I think he knew it made no sense.
Okay, so wait.
There's no defending that kind of answer.
No, there isn't. So are you making the suggestion? Anyways, I don't even know. You might be dead on the money on this one, okay? I want to flesh this thing out completely here. That Stefanski will play Dylan Gabriel, and if they at any point say you have to go to Shador, he'll just continue to say no and no and no, and you know the end result of that.
Yes.
He's asking to get fired.
Yes, or I think there's
like mid-season, he's asking to get fired. Either I play Dylan Gabriel, and I'm not moving to Shador, and if you want me to move to Shador, guess what? You have to fire me.
Something like that. I don't know it'll ever get to that extremes, but do I think Kevin is standing his ground with Dylan? 100%. He likes Dylan. He wanted Dylan to be here. I think Shador was forced on him. I think with the difference in the way they've treated these two quarterbacks since day one, there's no every which way they've treated the quarterbacks, that's up to Kevin. And the idea that your handpicked quarterback who just played, listen, are the receivers great? Absolutely not. Is the offensive line a bunch of world beaters? Certainly not. Quinshon couldn't make a 4-yard run to save his ass yesterday, right? It was a brutal day at the offense. And somehow, your handpicked quarterback was the worst thing on it. And by the way, this has been Kevin the whole way. Dylan Gabriel looked awful in camp. He still got every first team rep when he was healthy enough to do so that Joe Flacco didn't get. Right?
No, he was trying to force Dylan on everyone.
And so he's looked progressively worse through these three games, and the four games, excuse me, and Kevin Stefanski still standing by him. That is the proof that that he believes in Dylan and he doesn't believe in Shador. Right or wrong, he's making a stand on these quarterbacks. I don't think that's even deniable at this point.
No. And it's part of what I've been maintaining for a while. That's where the morning guys got it all confused. And I'm like, Stefanski doesn't like Shador. They thought I meant personally, but clearly if you paid attention to me, there was nothing personal about it. I meant from a football standpoint. Like, there's something about Shador that Stefanski doesn't vibe with, which at this point, though, I would wonder and I would question why he just isn't making the obvious move to try to save himself. Because at this point, it seems apparent that Dylan's not going to do it, but it might be stubbornness. It might be that he believes that there's not enough time. Whatever it is, something's holding Stefanski back here.
I just think it's as simple as, because what's the thing we can say about Kevin? Kevin can be a little arrogant and he can be a little stubborn. And I think he's being stubborn and arrogant on the quarterback decision.
Yeah, and I think it's incredibly stupid of him. But I've thought a lot of that, what he's done in this whole stretch is stupid. I've thought it's stupid the entire time that he's put Dylan above Shador. I think it's stupid the entire time that he's tried to tell us that Dylan's some awesome supercomputer and everything else when we have no evidence of that. So, like, me and Stefanski just aren't on the same page right now. It's as simple as that.
Wow. Well, hopefully the thought partners, 216-474-0092. Will Kevin actually bench Dylan Gabriel? I feel like that decision's being collectively bargained.
When you do things that just don't make sense and are objectively stupid, I don't think he's stupid, but when you can't even figure this out from a football standpoint, that's where it stops adding up, Nick, and it stops making sense. And it's been this way for a little bit with Stefanski, but it's even just further evidenced by what we've seen now.
Let's go with Dave in Seville. Dave, welcome to the show.
You guys are right. You guys are dead right, and I'll tell you why.
I can hear that.
Because if Shador gets in there, he's going to go off script. And if he goes off script and makes touchdowns, Stefanski's going to lose his job. Because they're not going to need him, which means they'll have to get a defensive coach and just get a coordinator for the offense that can work with Shador.
No, but if he goes off script and you win, then nobody cares if you're actually the genius behind the play calling or anything else. If you're winning games, nobody cares. Like
we appreciate you, buddy.
Stefanski's not going to like that.
So
wants to be in charge.
Okay.
And there's a part of that I agree with.
Now that's where I think
there's a part of that I agree with.
I think it's all in that report that came out a couple weeks ago that the Browns don't want Baker, or they don't want Shador to be the next Baker. That's a lot about Kevin had trouble for his role. I don't think Kevin's the main reason Baker isn't here, but I think Kevin found Baker tough to handle and tough to lead or control, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
And I think he looks at Shador and says, all right, I'm already not invested in him. The ownership group clearly favors him more than I do. What power do I have if Shador comes in, plays real well, and then is out here talking the way Shador acts and talks in the media?
The setup that is incredibly stupid for what I believe to be a smart person is that he would rather lose and lose his way than go out with winning with Shador and actually getting his reputation back.
Yep.
And that's the part that is so it's just dumb. Like it doesn't make sense. And I think you're right in your assessment. I'm not disagreeing with any part of that. I just think we need to highlight how incredibly stupid that is. Like, if my job was on the line, I'm going to do whatever it takes to keep that job. I'm not going to then be like, well, I guess I got to do it my way. What an idiot.
For a long time, part of the narrative with Shador has been, well, if Shador wasn't here, you wouldn't be clamoring to see the next guy. I think we've officially reached the point with Dylan that you could have Bailey as the backup right now. You could have DTR as the backup. And I think people would say, this is not playable. This cannot continue the way it is. And if Kevin doesn't, you can't tell me it's about Dylan Gabriel. Or rather, you can't tell me that it's just simply because he believes in Dylan. There has to be something more. Kevin is too smart to see the same thing you and I are seeing going, this is good enough. No, this is not good enough. And you've got very little time before the locker room starts seeing the same thing you and I are. Because you can, they're in their little confines there. It is easy to continue say, no, there's a lot of good football here. This, that, and the other. At some point, that locker room's going to know the truth, too.
And all it really does in the meanwhile is highlight for the people like myself that have believed the entire time that Shador is better than Dylan Gabriel. And the only evidence against that was, well, Stefanski knows what he's doing. Stefanski's a quarterback guru, this and that. Okay. All right. I think we're seeing what exactly his narratives and his directive.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Czar here.
Dylan hasn't gotten better. This is my frustration with last week. Like, Dylan has not gotten better. So what I'm looking for any which week is, did I see any sort of progression one way or another? Did we cut down on the turnover-worthy passes? Did we cut down on the missed open receivers? I understand all of that, or some of that at least, is part of playing quarterback in the NFL. And that, to me, is where, like, Stefanski at points is he's either playing a game, which I've posited as my first idea here, or he's just delusional, because the idea that, like, the stats tell you Dylan Gabriel has continuously got worse from week to week to week. I don't know, I have no doubt that the offensive line isn't good enough. I have no doubt that the wide receivers might not fit your scheme or might just not be very good. Isaiah Bond, good God. If I could watch that kid not screw up every Sunday.
Yeah, I felt like people ended their relationship with Isaiah Bond yesterday.
I mean,
there's a lot of people filing for divorce from Isaiah Bond yesterday.
It just continues to make it worse, and they continue to play him through that. But, like, okay, guys, I think Harold Fannin Jr. can be a player with some talent around him. Mm-hmm. I think Quinshon Judkins can be a player with talent around him, and maybe, I don't know, a head coach who values the run on any given day. But, like, I don't know. I don't know if Kevin Stefanski really believes that Dylan has gotten better in these four games, he might be even more cooked. Like, it might be unsalvageable.
Well, I mean, I got no defense of Dylan. I'm not trying to make a defense of Dylan here. But I don't know that Stefanski, in hearing him talk previously, necessarily looks at the rookie quarterbacks' as growth with linear growth, right? Where it always has to be in some sort of upward motion and then everything is there. But this isn't it. And you don't need to be a football savant to look at what Dylan Gabriel did yesterday to understand that he's not it, and it doesn't seem like he's going to be it at any point this season. That doesn't mean he's going to stink for the rest of his career as a backup quarterback. But for right now, for this year and what this team needs, he's just not it, and there's no other real way of looking at it.
216-474-0092. We know several of you have some thoughts you want to get on here in a second, but Mike Vrabel was talking about how game flow, game script yesterday, and how the Patriots had an explosive second half against the Browns offense. Here's Vrabel.
Taking advantage of the turnovers is huge. We got to take care of the ball better and continue to find opportunities. They hadn't turned it over. And then when their gimmick plays ran out, I thought we played pretty good defense.
All right. Now, people have taken that as a shot against Kevin Stefanski. I thought it was an honest statement that they stopped doing trick plays and all of a sudden bad Dylan came out.
It might have been an honest statement, but it's very similar to Mike Tomlin calling out Andrew Berry by name as well. And it just feels like you don't hear other places across the league doing this type of stuff. But it seems like the Browns are a target every single week for this. Vrabel was in the building last year. Shouldn't he? Not that he's indebted to Stefanski, but shouldn't they have like a kumbaya type relationship?
Wait, his Vrabel, though, did they do the thing that psychopaths do where it's like they chose Kevin Stefanski and they never talked to me about the job? Is he offended about that?
He might be. But I've watched a lot of John Wayne Gacy and that new thing that came out.
Okay.
And so, like, if we're talking psychopaths and how they think, I've decided I don't have their wavelength. I can't figure them out. There's a lot of things they do that it just doesn't correlate with me.
This is the same guy that would say he would cut off a vital part of his anatomy for a Super Bowl win.
But he didn't want the Browns job, though.
Yeah.
He ended up in an awesome situation. This is the part about people that never makes sense to me, is when you end up in an awesome situation like he did, where he's got one of the best quarterbacks in the game now in Drake May, and they're 6-2, and they're off to this great start. Don't be thinking about the job you didn't get offered in the Browns gig. Be happy with what you have. Be happy with the job you did get offered and the success you're currently having. But they don't ever think of it this way.
Well, okay, so I think the Tomlin one we thought was backing up Stefanski. You could say
the Tomlin one was just Tomlin being mad he had to take on Joe Flacco on Thursday night.
All right, that's another way. Could this be is Vrabel actually an Andrew Berry guy and not a Stefanski guy?
Is that the takeaway from the building? He spent so much time around the thought partners, and he decided, man, Bart and Ernie really broke up here, didn't they?
You hate to say
Really ending up on a bad note. What's the womp womp for?
I think the thought partners. I think for Bert and Ernie. They had such a beautiful love, and then strained him.
Got to get him to a couples retreat or something, because this is going badly. But you don't ever hear people talk this way. Head coaches don't speak that way about other head coaches. And that is interesting that Vrabel went scorched earth there.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Rob in a car. Rob, welcome to the show, bud.
Hey, fellas. I'm listening to yet another Misery Monday. And you guys are talking about Shador or Gabriel or whatever. This is a massive problem, fellas. This is a pattern with this group. And it started when Baker Mayfield hurt his shoulder and Kevin dug in and played that kid. And I remember listening to you guys and everybody on your station. What doesn't he see that we all see? The kid is hurt. Why can't he play Case Keenum? Blah, 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 blah. And we're going through this thing, and then we're talking about other quarterbacks. Why can't he see?
Baker.
Blah.
Baker was the one that decided to play hurt. That wasn't Stefanski's decision. Stefanski
the head coach, guys.
No, I know, but that was part of that divide, Rob. That was part of that divide, is that Stefanski actually wanted to sit him. And you know I stick up for Baker more than Stefanski, but Baker was the one that wanted to play. Yes, we do. We have that on record.
Did Stefanski ever say, I wanted to sit him, but Baker talked me into playing him? No.
It's been reported that way all throughout the entire stretch of this, Rob.
But he did it last year with Watson, too. He dug in, and until Watson got hurt, Watson was playing. You guys saw, I saw, we all saw. I don't want to tear this all down, but what are we not tearing down? We're going to go 3-14 2 years in a row. This is Hugh all over again. What are we trying not to tear down? It's torn down.
Rob, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. That sounded like I cut him off. I just thought he was done.
Also, there's no arguments coming from us in that respect, the idea of tearing it all down. There's who's against that?
Here's the thing. It's not Hugh. Hugh walked into a team actively being torn down.
While getting paid bonuses for tearing it down and losses in the process.
They walked into this thing and then tore it down. They, whatever Super Bowl window there was, they closed it themselves by their decision-making as the thought partners with Paul D. Podesta and the Haslams. So here's the other damnedest thing. They've been trying to win the last 2 years. That's another way in which this differs from the Hugh stuff. So it's one thing to say we're going to be systematically and strategically bad and then hope that that leads us to our franchise quarterback and our franchise players, which it did for, on some account, before you started getting rid of guys or you just wasted their primes, right? Thankfully, Miles is still here so we can watch them waste his prime in real time because that's fun. But, like, they're trying to win. That's what I think is so frustrating. Like, you've kind of mentioned a couple times, well, is that kind of part of the plan? You know, you don't want to be too good that you cost yourself. Yeah, but that's about, let's be 3-14, 4-13, 5-12, whatever, will be the best version of what we're going to try and be. They didn't account for, you know what? I'll say it.
Just say
they were
it.
Bad.
Just say it with your chest.
Yeah, say it with conviction. I'll say this. Not only is Andrew Berry bad at building a roster to compete, he's bad at building a roster to not compete.
Which is the easiest thing to do in sports. Like, that's supposed to be, we talk about the layups in sports, the easiest thing to do in sports is supposed to be able to have a roster that can just flatline and just stink up the joint. That is bird brain level thinking that you have to be able to pull that off.
216-474-0092. Mikey and Berea, we got about 45 seconds here, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, basically, since, you know, Stefanski's been at the helm, it's just been downhill as far as, you know, play calling and things like that. But really, all these games, if you look at it, come down to decision making. Okay? Like, I don't care if we have our fourth running back. Why are we not running the ball? I mean, we're always down two possessions. We know this. It's every story, every Sunday. And we still decide not to run the ball. The reason the Green Bay Packers were in the game yesterday while the Steelers were stuffing them, because they continued to run the ball. And I just don't understand. You're trying to help out a rookie quarterback, and no matter the quarterback, it doesn't matter. Because until the decisions start to change, then we're going to get the same outcome.
Mikey, we appreciate you. That was about 45 seconds on the dot. You're a professional. Yes. This Kevin Stefanski showed you again yesterday that there is, although there is only one way, one identity forward that will give you a chance over four quarters to stay in a game, he is not willing to commit to that identity because it locks him in and he can't do all the other stuff he wants to do.
Just a nice little I was right radio for myself offered up there. 9 total carries for Judkins, 35 total passes for Dylan Gabriel. We told you it was going to happen on Thursday of last week.
It was. I think that actually probably is what upset me so much is, as it was going down, it harkened back to every conversation you and I had, including the, it didn't have to be a blowout. New England's a good team. They're a fine team. They're not the Detroit damn Lions. They're not the absolute best of the best. They're just doing what good teams do, which is waxing the ass of awful teams in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.